My word, it's been a long time.
And welcome my to word, the Simpleton Podcast. 12, 13, my name. Shut 40. The fuck up.
It's just proceed.
Well, hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. My name is Daniel James. This has been a long time coming, folks, but I am based in Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia. And joining me, as always, from Euroa, Victoria, Australia, is the one and only Scotty G. Gall. Scotty, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
In my reckoning, Scott, it's been over 4 months since we did this podcast. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
The lawsuit.
Yeah, the fucking lawsuit. But isn't the real reason, Scott, that at the end of the day, we're both just really, really lazy?
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, we can go on about the lawsuit, but the lawsuit is water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
Water off a Wayne Carey's back.
Indeed.
And at the end of the day, the basic reason is that, well, most weeks we simply can't be fucked.
Yeah. I'm just coughing. That's not good. Podcast.
I understand you're a little bit nervous. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
You're a little choked up. Yeah. It's fair enough.
Yeah.
So without further ado, yeah, let's not fuck around and get straight into the World Report.
Yeah.
Scotty, I believe that you've got this week's World Report.
Alan Dale could not have said it better himself, Daniel.
Come on, you guys, start fucking about. That's a very obscure reference, listeners, to Houseboat Horror, which is available in full on YouTube. So I fully recommend you going into YouTube and typing in Houseboat Horror and watching that, well, what quite frankly is a masterpiece in its entirety.
How's the lip syncing in the Mandarin, a dubbed version?
Not that good. Mm. I was in Peking, or as it's now known, Beijing, just last week, Scott.
Yeah.
And my Mandarin's a bit sketchy at best, but what I saw was, quite frankly, fucking woeful.
I see. So it was on the plane, was it, when you went over?
No, it was on my hotel room.
Good.
Yeah.
Today's World Report, it takes us to the Caribbean, St. Martin, to be specific, Daniel. What's your favourite Caribbean island?
St. Martin's not bad, but my favourite one would have to be St. McMartin, Scott.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good
thank
one.
You.
Yeah. Thank you. And there, St. Martin, to be specific, was recently the 9th selection and monitoring committee of the Interreg Caribbean Program. It recently took place there.
I like how when you struggle with words, Scott, you take on a bit of an accent and then you carry that accent on through with the next few words.
Oh, good.
After the difficult pronunciation. But, Scott, I've got to pull you up.
You don't want to have to keep pulling me up, do you?
Well, that program took place in April of last year, Scott. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to keep pulling you up. But we'll just have to maintain integrity, Scott.
Have to what integrity?
Maintain integrity. You have to stop digging up old stories and reporting on them as if they're just broken in the hope that nobody will notice. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, I notice.
Yeah, I know you fell for it.
What?
I'm well aware of all of that, Daniel. This was going to be my lead into another story. You fell for it.
okay, I like a joke as much as the next man, but okay, very well. Scott, watch the story. Tell us the story and let's see if there's a legitimate connection.
Yeah, I will. I'll proceed. Today's World Report takes us to the Caribbean island of Bermuda, Daniel, where brother Jason Haywood recently...
But you just said that the World Report takes us to St. Martin, Scott. You said St. Martin, so which one is it?
The brother is best known for his ongoing role as president of the Bermuda Public Services Union, where over the last 12 months he's been instrumental in forming the Bermuda People's Campaign in conjunction with brother Chris Forbert. And the Reverend Nicholas Tweed, what are you drinking there?
I'm actually drinking a nice Riesling, Scott, if I'm frank. What are you imbibing there?
What am I imbibing here? Whiskey?
Continue.
What they have helped to do from most accounts is to bring a measure of accountability from both the Progressive Labour Party, the PLP, and the One Bermuda Alliance, the OBA,
yep.
to the people of Bermuda. Okay, bingo.
So, wait a sec. So this is the story you're running with.
Yeah?
For the record, bingo. There is no connection. No, sorry, mate. Stop saying bingo, please. For the record, there is no connection between this story and the last one, which you claimed was your lead-in. Your claim was nothing more than an semantics, ad hoc attempt Daniel. To save face. Not semantics, Scott. It almost worked, but now we'll run with this one, I suppose.
Will we then? No. Will we now?
What?
I've had enough of your desultory nonsense, Daniel.
What does that mean, Scott? Because you can barely pronounce it. I see where you're going with this. You can barely pronounce it.
I'm pulling the plug on this one, Daniel. You're not cancelling the story because I just did.
Big man, Scott. You're a fucking big man, ain't you? You've had so many world reports, so many sports reports pulled out from underneath your giant feet, and you just can't hack it anymore. So instead of taking it on the chin like a real man would, you act in a you're self-sabotage. That's what you
Daniel,
did.
Daniel, I thought we
were fucking self-sabotaged. And it's pathetic because that's the easy way out.
Yeah.
Scott, look, I hope you can fucking save this podcast because I know you've got a big story and it's an exclusive of sorts.
Yeah, I have. I have.
But, Scott, we all know that 3 weeks ago a particular carrot-headed... Is he a millionaire or a billionaire by now, Scott? I think he might be a billionaire.
I think he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he came into the Strathbogie Shire and surrounding shires and absolutely dropped an A-bomb. And then he actually went on to announce the formation of the Benalla and District Super League, an Aussie rules league for those of you in far-flung reaches of the planet. Was newly formed and the repercussions keep on going. Scott, can you fill us in with some details?
Did he not make a scene at the official signing, Daniel? He literally rode into town on a horse with a cowboy hat and a suitcase all the way up to the front lawn of the Strathbogie Shire office where the official signing took place involving local...
It's more of a nature strip, Scott.
Involving local football, political and media dignitaries.
Yeah, I believe that Neil Poole was present. I think
David Busteed.
David Busteed had actually flown in from his little hamlet on the north coast of New South Wales to be part of the presentation. Scott. Okay. So it was something big. But for all of those who don't actually know what the fuck we're actually talking about, Scott, would you care to fill the simpleton team up there?
Before I do, Daniel... What happened today on the football field that has direct ramifications for this story coming up?
Scott, there's actual several stories in that. And actually someone is just coming in my ear now with some breaking news, Scott. And I think that you might know a little bit more about this than you do with your usual report, Scott. I understand that a certain Paul Anderson AO, coach of the seconds football team for the Euroa Magpies, has been speaking to what was once described as a lanky streak of shit to come and put on the boots again for the mighty Euroa Magpies seconds.
Are you talking about Scott, David Busteed again?
No. This is a different lanky streak of shit.
Yeah.
Although not so lanky anymore. He's actually filled out into what would be called a man, I suppose. Scott, I don't want to speak about you in the third person, so I won't.
Yeah.
So, Scott, I understand that Paul Anderson AO has approached you to don the boots on for the Euroa Magpie
Sevens. He has. I was close to signing on the dotted line. Then it happened.
In the we'll get to Swato in a second. In the interest of transparency, integrity, and honesty, how much were you being offered to play for the Euroa Seconds Magpies?
It was a what per game?
Per game, per game.
A one-figure sum.
No, I know it's not far. I mean, would they ever get a even cost, you know, cover sort of like, you know, fuel charges or anything like that? Or?
No, but if you work in the what's it called? Not pantry, the canteen, you get a pie.
Hmm. Right. And you turned them down.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to, but then, Daniel, it's happened.
Yeah. So, sad news today from
yeah, all that's those what I was getting
follow,
at.
Follow the Golden Valley Football League as intently as Scott and I do. Euroa stalwart and principal of Euroa Secondary College, Scott Watson, went down in what was described as a horrifying knee injury.
Who described it as that? You didn't know about it until I just told you, and I don't remember using those words.
I'm allowed to embellish a little bit, surely.
Or have you got it up in front of you?
Yeah, I've got the footage in front of me right now, Scott. You know, first print and then now this.
Yeah.
Scott, so in light of that tragic development, and the rumor has it that Watto will be out for, well, this could be actually a career-ending knee injury, which is lucky because he's the principal of Euroa Secondary College and he only plays football on the weekends for a bit of fun. But Scott, has this at all changed your mind?
Yes.
As to whether you will actually...
Yes, I'm not doing it. Daniel, shall we move on to...
let's get back. Sorry, we've been waffling a little bit. So let's get back to the Benelong District Super League and the Aussie Rules newly formed league. Now, Scott, what have you got for us in the way of some details around the development of this massive Super League? Scott, I believe with this newly formed Super League, there are six teams that are about to be announced.
Yep.
Can you go through them for us, Scott?
So we've got the Longwood Loxley Super Reds, the Moglan MB Magi, the West Warrambine Watermelons, the Merton Mongooses, the South Gagari Gazelles, and the Maipole Millipedes. Daniel, and there is a connection.
What's the connection?
Well, he's already being... tapped. No, not in the tapped.
He's been tapped.
He's being sought after.
Says one thing leads to the other, Scott.
Sought after for a coach's position with one of them.
Oh, right. Yes, I believe that the West Warrambine Watermelons have approached Scott Watson to coach them in the 2017 season. But, Scott, there's also some other big names that have been approached to partake in this. I believe that Angela Luscombe.
The Violet Town full forward.
The Violet Town full
leading
forward.
Leading goal kicker for the whole league last year with...
138 goals last
138
year.
138 goals.
12 goals in the granny.
12 goals in the granny.
She has been awesome approached feat. By the... power forward, Scott. Absolute power forward. Has been approached by the Merton Mongooses to lead up their team in what is believed to be a $1,400 deal.
$1,400.
Yeah. Wow. So that's big news.
Yep.
I believe that Andrew Moon, the centre half forward stalwart for the Maipole Cats.
The Maipole Cats.
Sorry. The Marupna Cat,
yeah,
has been asked, strivingly approached by the Maipole Millipedes to be their centre half forward and to be their captain coach
for what money?
$4,400 per week, Scott. It's big money
just
being
money
thrown,
being
about the place.
Thrown around willy nilly,
you know. But obviously, the market is there, the need is there, and the desire is there amongst the local community to see this up and happening. Any other big names
Mike
being
Day?
Asked?
Tell us about him,
Mike Day. Mike Day has been an absolute legend of the Gurum Gurum Gong Cavaliers for the past 15 seasons. And he's got a burgeoning young family and, you know, he's got to earn a crust just like everyone else.
Yeah.
So he is going to be heading across to the South Gagari Gazelles for what is reported to be a $0.04 per week contract, which is unheard of and more than enough to... more than enough to attract someone from the Groom Guru Gong Cavaliers.
The TV rights, what can you tell us? What's been worked out?
TV rights, GMV6 has exclusive rights to... GMV6 has exclusive rights to the Super League, Scott.
I believe in...
Chris Eddy, of course, because that's the only GMV6 personality that we can remember.
And radio rights, 87.5, Daniel, have exclusive...
87.5, which is usually the local tourist frequency, has been now brought up by the Hall conglomerate as the exclusive rights for broadcasting.
Yep.
The Super League in 2017.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Hall.
Interesting to note that Gary Lyon, Brian Taylor, and Cameron Ling will be commentating on 87.5 next year. So
yes, that's a coup.
I don't know how much you paid for them, but that's an absolute coup. But of course, Scott, we can't mention the Super League without mentioning the firebrand that's brought this whole thing to be. Scott, let me just tell you, the man is a genius. is he a billionaire or is he a trillionaire? I'm not sure, but he just doesn't stop. He failed to get the pokies in the middle hotel,
Daniel,
in Urawa. Yeah.
That's up again. It was in the...
I know. He won't give up. He seemingly failed to get the pokies in the middle pub in Urawa. Mm. But Hall Enterprises just doesn't stop for anyone, and that's what makes him so magnificent.
I've never heard you say that about him before. Magnificent. All right. Let's go with that.
He's bold, Scott. He's beautiful, and he's magnificent. Scott, what drives Darren Hall?
Money, acclaim, women.
Yeah, mainly the latter. He drives them and they drive him very, very, very hard. And we won't, at the risk of being sued, we won't go into that any further.
We don't want another lawsuit.
Scott, I believe that on my running sheet it says something here about there being a business roundup.
Yeah.
What do you know about this, Scott? We've done a business roundup once or twice before, but I was hoping that Fergus O'Jameson, our gun business correspondent, would be here to tell us a little about the business.
He'll be coming back for one day, but he's currently not ready, Daniel.
Well,
he's got some legal issues of his own to sort out.
So many legal complexities with those involved in the show, Scott. So much.
I'm doing
it. It just shows you how thwart the amateur podcasting community can be. But Scott, I've got to.
I'm doing it, baby.
No, sorry, Slay. I've got to question your actual expertise, your qualifications, and any business acumen that you pretend to have.
Well, I would expect nothing less.
Well, can I ask you a series of questions just to try that out, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you studied business?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you study business?
Fair enough. You might remember the economist Peter Houston. I was under his tutelage for quite some time.
Which school was that, Scott?
Which school?
Hmm. Which school of economics was that?
I mean, what are you doing now? What are you doing? Why?
I'll put it to you, Scott, that school of economics that you so-called say you studied at by Peter Houston, a very disinterested economics teacher and legal studies teacher, and a particularly disinterested typing teacher, was your year 9 economics class in which you yourself showed little or no interest because I was in that class with you. Scott, I put it to you that you have fuck all in the way of business experience or business acumen.
Al contraire, Daniel.
No, look. I understand that you currently export Christmas decorations to the Dominican Republic. I understand that. And it's a nice little side earner. So you tell me. But can I ask you really, Scott, how's it going?
You've had the floor for a couple of minutes now, Daniel. Point made. But we now have a business report to get into. And today...
Go on.
Good. Because if I want to be granted the privilege of running a business segment during the precious.
No, sorry, Scott. I can't continue. If you wanted to be granted the privilege of running a business segment, as you just said, during the precious airtime of this program, and let me tell you, Scott, the bandwidth costs for this podcast are phenomenal.
Yeah, what? $10?
You fucking idiot. You don't have any. Scott, I was not forewarned about this segment. And then you ought to be prepared to mount a spirited defense of your business acumen, because I just asked you a series of straight questions and you came up with sweet fuck all in terms of reply. Now, getting back to your little exporting venture, what specific need are you addressing?
Today's business report, Daniel.
Scott, you're avoiding the question. What the fuck?
I am.
What makes you different?
I'm not answering.
What makes you different from everyone?
I am not answering your dumb questions.
Who is your target audience and how are you going to make money?
Are you quite done, Daniel? Are you quite done?
Oh, look, I haven't even fucking started. How are you promoting your business? How do you plan to make early inroads into the notoriously hard to crack Dominican Republic Christmas decoration market? Tell me, Scott. Give me answers. Don't give me answers. Give the simpletons out their answers. They're the ones that pay our wage. Tell them what you're going to do.
It is exactly this kind of sanctimonious grandstanding from you that has and will continue to cause those simpletons to switch off in the droves, Daniel. And do not call them dumb. Do not call them dumb, Daniel.
I would never call them dumb, Scott.
I will not sit here as you continue to insult me and by extension, them or him. Him or them?
Well, Nathan.
Him.
But, Scott, I recall... on numerous occasions, both on air and off air, you're referring to the simpletons out there as dumb, stupid, lazy, lacking work ethic, deceptive, insidious, putrid, cantankerous, conniving, and two-faced. You've done that on numerous occasions, both on and off air. So I will not... take shit from you on whether or not I called them dumb, because I would never call those lovable fucksticks out there dumb. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay, Scott. So,
Today's report takes us to Tonga. I finally got it out.
We're still on the business roundup here, aren't
Daniel,
we?
Tell us about Tonga.
Okay, the capital city of Tonga is... not important right now. So Tonga is currently in the midst of a political crisis, Scott. I'm trying to help you out here with your business report. You're seeing what I'm doing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Prime Minister, the Honourable Akisi Pohiva, is certainly on the nose there at home in Tonga. allegations of corruption continue to dog his government, with several ministers being retained after admitting the various forms of corruption. This all comes with the full knowledge that he preached continuously against the former kings of Tonga and their forms of government. We add to this ongoing fiscal concerns.
Bravo.
What?
Well done.
What's with the...
Daniel, don't you see, Daniel?
What's going on? What are you talking about?
I just wanted you to see this... These very fiscal concerns are the ones that make up the business report for today. I knew you'd finally see. The waning commitment demonstrated by the Tongan government to reform.
Well, checkmate.
Has caused delays in the granting of budget support, Daniel. Again raising questions about the long-term fiscal viability of the island kingdom. Thus warns... the Asian Development Bank in the December issue of the Pacific Economic Monitor, Daniel. Wait. All right. And with Tonga's budget plans for 2016 to result in another increase in public spending, what? What are you doing, Daniel? The derisive hand clap?
Scott, since when do we refer to other media sources? Look, I know the budget reductions have cut deep, But this podcast is a proud history.
It's just you and I now, bro. The money's no longer there. The manpower has been trimmed to the bone. Simpleton podcast team are an ancient memory, Daniel. You and I, bro. This is what we're down to. The shareholders, as for them, they're jittery as hell, Daniel. Those shareholders are jittery as hell right now, my friend.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for the copious amounts of legal lawsuits, which are always legal, by the way. So a bit of a tautology there by me. If it wasn't for the amount of lawsuits that we've had to put up with week in, week out, you know, we've lost $1.8 million worth of revenue through basically sloppy incompetence in the hiring of B-grade talent like Mike and Margaret Day. But anyway, Scott, continue.
Look, you got the floor now. Where do you see this leading to for the Island Kingdom?
Yes, it's an interesting question, Scott. Let me put some thought to it. Okay, well, I've come up with this. The Tongan economy is simply going to have to boost its output of squash, coconuts, copra, bananas, vanilla beans, cocoa, coffee, ginger, black pepper, fish, as well as other key and other major agricultural products. The Tongan electorate is going to have to think long and hard about the tenure of the current PM.
What's his name again?
Especially with a looming election, Scott. And most importantly, the TE will have to ask hard questions about their current practices vis-a-vis consumption.
Energy.
With a long-term... Well, of course.
Consumption.
Energy consumption, yeah. What's with a long-term view towards renewable energy, Scott. I like the look of their current blueprint mapped out in coordination with IRENA, in which solar home systems virtually turn small houses into small energy plants. I like it a lot, Scott. I won't pretend. I like it a lot.
Where'd you get all that info from? Like the blueprint?
My sources in the Island Kingdom, as well as a 3-month stint I did there just recently. I only returned last Thursday, Scott. So I very fortuitously I actually know what's going on.
What were you doing in Tonga?
I was visiting.
Who were you visiting,
Scott? My children.
Your children?
Yes, my...
You have half-Tongan children?
Yes, my ex-wife said that she was taking them on a holiday. Didn't return, so I went there with a 60 Minutes crew to try and get them back and actually spent 2.5 months in prison.
With you?
But that's another story, Scott. That's another story, Scott. I believe we've got an ad now.
Yeah.
When also you... on the lookout for an erotic adventure. Erotic, 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 erotic. Adventure, 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 adventure. Erotic, 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 erotic. Adventure, 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 adventure. Is your significant other just not getting the job done? Feeling bored, frustrated, and convinced that your wildest fantasies will never come into being? Or are you just a little bit naughty? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, then pick up the phone and dial 666-ANYTHING-GOES. That number again, 666-ANYTHING-GOES. Erotic, 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 erotic. Adventure, 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 adventure. Erotic, 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 erotic. Adventure, 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 adventure.
Daniel.
Wow, Scott.
Daniel, stop it.
Great,
stop.
Great to have
stop.
A new sponsor
stop.
On what?
Stop. Now, ever since the inception of this podcast, we have worn, like a feather in our cap, the badge as a family program. We're a family program. How does that add, and you're the advertising man, how does that gel with our claim to be a family program? Explain.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention feathers, Scott, because as the old saying goes... erotica is temptation with a feather, whereas porn is a temptation with a whole chook. I think that ad lends itself to the latter, but I'm not apologetic about it because there was no mention of water sports. There was no mention of mutual masturbation. Mm. There was no mention of any sort of direct sexual penetration. Those who are of age will know what that ad was about. Those who are not won't. So, Scott, as far as I'm concerned, it's all above board. But you know what time it is now, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's our time for listeners' letters. Dear listeners, we cannot do this podcast without you. We really can't. And you in particular, Nathan, I hope you're still alive. We haven't heard from you for quite some time. But if you've got correspondence for us here at the Simpleton Podcast, simply send that correspondence on to contact@simpletonpodcast.com and we'll do our very best to make sure it gets to air. You've got to realise, though, listeners, we get inundated week in, week out. With correspondence from people all across the globe, but not yet from that one Russian that listens to us in the former Soviet Union. But Scott, I believe that you have the first letter.
Yeah, I mean, what a build up of mail. You being out of the country 3 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It must be massive.
No one else to read it.
Yeah, huge.
This one comes from Stodgman Hankerpackle. Stodgman comes from Hoppers Crossing, not far from Werribee. This is what Stodgman writes. Okay. I am disgusted at the latest tax levies being incrementally unleashed upon the citizens of the Shire of Strathbogie. What next? A toll booth on Toomey's Bridge? Not good enough, guys.
A very, very contemporary and contested issue for the people of Strathbogie, Scott.
You've got letter two.
Yeah. This one comes from Sparkles Whopper.
What?
Oh, sorry. No, no, I'm sorry. I've mispronounced his surname. Sparkles Whooper, expat from Jakarta, Indonesia, although he doesn't tell us where he is now. Scott, this one reads, things are sure heating up now, guys, but if you can't get out of the kitchen, you shouldn't handle the heat. Thank you, Sparkles. That makes little or no sense.
Thank you, Sparkles.
You have the third letter, Scott.
Thanks, Sparkles, for your listenership too. This one's from Bert Hurt. He's from Harare, Rhodesia. And Bert writes, I'm looking forward to your report on the Prince Philip movement. Hold on to your hats, guys. Things are going to get hot.
One of my favourite bands got the Prince Philip movement. I'm glad to see that they're finally getting the recognition they deserve. That's good.
How do you rate it as a cargo cult, as a Vanuatan cargo cult?
I don't rate them highly at all. I rate them very highly as a band.
Okay.
Scott, is there anything in the week ahead that, as we wrap this thing
protracted
up, that
discussions, Daniel,
out there should be aware of?
Protracted discussions between the local reserves coach and their potential boom recruit.
You describe yourself as a boom recruit officially. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So you're the talk of the town now. There's a real buzz down in the township itself.
If you walked into
the seconds, your old seconds is about to recruit a boom recruit vis-a-vis one Scott Gall.
That's right. So
wow,
I'll be asking for double now that I saw what happened. Danger money.
You saw what happened to Watto, and also what's happening in the Super League, where money is literally no object because there's hardly any money. But anyway, Scott, thank you for your time this evening. And Simpletons, we apologise profusely for not being on air for the last 4 months.
Should change that.
But like I said, we've got better things to do with our lives. Scott, good night to you. Good night to the Simpletons.
Good night to you both.